Welcome to the Gorgeous Strength Podcast. My name is Kayleen, and I'm here to help you live a healthier and a happier life. Let's make this life we have amazing together. Are you ready? Welcome back to the Gorgeous Strength Podcast. My name is Kayleen, and today we're talking about why you're not achieving your goals. So I get asked all the time how I've achieved some pretty epic things at such a young age. And often I impress myself because I didn't grow up with a silver spoon handed to me. I had to create the person that I am today, and I'm here to tell you that you can too. Being goal-driven didn't come easy for me. Rather, I failed many times, but I picked myself up and I learned how to pivot, and I'm going to share my strategies with you today. So why are you not achieving your goals? The answer is simple. It's because you're scared of what life will bring to you when you start taking action. You're scared what your friends will think of you. You're scared of what owning your own business would look like, or you're scared of asking out that guy in fear of rejection. You're scared that healthy food choices will be boring and gross. And girlfriend, I thought the same thing when I wanted to live a healthier life, but I was so wrong. And if you're thinking that, you are too. I hear from people all the time who want to apply for their dream job that just opened up, but they know someone else who's already applied, and in comparison, they feel they have no chance, so why even try? When I used to coach people, I would hear weight loss goals, but often see weeks, months, or sometimes years go by with zero change. I have people that pour their hearts and souls to me in desperation to find their purpose in life, but in the same breath, have every excuse as to why they can't. Things like, I can't because I'm too busy. I don't have enough money. I don't know how. Sister, money comes in abundance, and if you don't know how, Dr. Google has literally taught me almost everything I know. It breaks my heart listening to these people who continuously suppress their goals and live small, but I also find it hard to have sympathy because I see these same people wasting time worrying about what's going on the news or playing on social media for hours, not realizing on social media all they are doing is comparing someone else's highlight reels to their everyday life. Seriously, when you scroll through social media and you're looking at all the beautiful pictures of your friend who travels or seems to have the perfect outfits or, you know, has a job where they don't have to be at all the time, they just have so much freedom, that is their highlight reel. And you're comparing your everyday life with their highlights. Their everyday life is not what is pushed out there on social media. I'm just telling you. So these people are wasting precious time and they're not even aware. Distraction by shopping or scrolling social media or binge watching Netflix seems easier, and it may be easier in the short term, but damn, it's harder in the long term. What will your life be like 10 years from now if you stay small? If you allow your mind to stay busy with things that don't matter long term, will you be broke, divorced, unhappy, unhealthy? Will you feel like you wasted so much of your precious life because you didn't take action? But what if you tried? Yeah, you could fail, and that's okay because you tried, and now you know that that path wasn't right for you. But what if you try and you succeed? How amazing would it be to wake up daily and do what you're truly passionate about? You're not achieving your goals because you're allowing limiting beliefs to hold you back. I encourage you today to make a list of the things that you would need to start doing in order to achieve your big goal in life and take one small action step toward that daily. It's the compound effect. One step daily adds up to 365 steps over the course of a year. You don't have to go from zero to hero. All you have to do is apply something small every day consistently, and over time, you'll far surpass the goal that you have in mind right now, and you'll start setting bigger goals that are not even a thought for you right now. Trust me, I've been there. Like, I never thought that my health would be the way it is today. I have health goals that I didn't even know were health goals 10 years ago. I never thought that I would have 3 successful businesses. All I knew growing up was that you went to school and you worked for a corporate job, and that's what you did until you retired at age 65. But then when I went off on my own and started my first business, I saw the potential in starting more businesses. So you have bigger goals that you can set for yourself if you start taking action on the goal that you have in mind right now. Like maybe you feel like you'll never get out of debt. However, if you paid $10 extra a month on a loan or a credit card that you have and stayed true to a budget, in 1 year, you could have a loan paid off. How good would that feel? Or maybe it's a weight loss goal. If you started by just eating a healthier breakfast, of consistently cutting back like 100 calories in breakfast alone per day, for 1 month, you would cut back 3,000 calories a month. Over the course of a year, just by changing up your breakfast and cutting back 100 calories, you would decrease your caloric intake by 36,500 calories in 1 year from breakfast alone. Like, it's not that hard. It's the small things. They seem so small that they seem insignificant to you, but those small things they make a huge impact on your life. So I'm going to leave you with this question today. What one small thing can you start doing today, like maybe even right now? What one small thing can you start doing today that will change your life forever? Hey, beautiful. I hope you loved today's episode. If you did, please leave me a review and share this episode through text or social to inspire your friends. I love your feedback and questions. If there's a topic you're dying to hear about or have questions on, reach out to me on Instagram, which is my favorite, or Facebook, and I promise I will address your topic in a future podcast. I challenge you to do something freaking epic today because life is too short not to.